Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Turn that music down, it's too loud! Did you practice your piano lesson today? What time do we need to be at school for your music concert? Oh yes, music, the beat goes on. Many of you may have fond memories of music during our own growing up years. People singing, playing music, listening to music, and buying records or CDs. Likely, there may have been a few arguments over practicing or getting to lessons. Regardless of your own experiences with music, you might wonder if it's worth the time, money, and nagging to have your child involved with music. As an adult, perhaps you like to listen to certain types of music for enjoyment. It can be invigorating or calming. It might be a hobby or even a profession. But did you know music is important for brain development? Dr. James Catterall, UCLA professor, led an analysis of a U.S. Department of Education database tracking more than 25,000 students over 10 years. The amazing results? Students involved in music generally tested higher than those who had no music involvement. The test results were for standardized tests as well as reading proficiency exams. Music education has shown to have significant impact on children's sensory system, which helps them better process speech and improve language skills. Dr. Nina Kraus, professor of neurobiology, physiology, and communication sciences at Northwestern University, says her research suggests music education can help both normally developing children as well as those who have autism or other developmental challenges. This study also looks at the question of whether a few years of music in childhood carries over into adulthood. The conclusion? Musical training during childhood led to more robust neural processing of sounds later in life. So, how early does the impact of music register? A recent study, How Music Heard in the Womb is Remembered by the Child, indicates that babies remember tunes they were played in the womb for as much as a year after birth. This small study, led by Alexandra Lamont, a psychologist at Britain's University of Leicester, is music to a parent's ears. Infants and young children appear to respond more to rhythms and tempos than they do to words. And that might be one reason why the little ones like to dance and move. The beat does go on. The early learning experiences carry over into developing math concepts. For example, infants and toddlers learn to recognize patterns in music. This is in turn a key to emergent math. Learning music helps with other important skills. Here are some of those. Concentration focuses on a particular activity. Coordination, it improves their hand-eye coordination. Relaxation, it lowers their heart rates and blood pressures and calms them. Patience, it helps them develop the ability to persevere to learn a musical instrument. Self-confidence helps build them a sense of pride. So join us this month as we blog about music and how the beat goes on. We'll delve deeper into the skills learned in music and how they transfer into other learning. We'll chat about what parents can do to share their own love of music, and the sometimes controversial topic of support for music programs in schools is an issue sure to elicit some comments. And we hope to hear about your childhood experiences with music as well. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.